Friday on April 10th, the Firefly Environmental Arts Project presents Honoring the Legacy of Dr. Jane Goodall, and this will happen at the Marvelwood School Performing Arts Center at 476 Gift Mountain Road in Kent, Connecticut. But the program also includes some art exhibit and other types of presentations. And joining me here today to talk about this is the event coordinator for the Firefly Environmental Arts Project, Deborah Slay, and also author, environmental advocate, Priscilla Woolworth. Welcome to Robin Hood Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I think probably it would be appropriate to start off with telling us a bit about what the Firefly Project is all about.
Well, the Firefly Project has been a work in progress, and we had our official launch last year at the Millbrook School. We started slow. We had Eileen Fielding, who's the director at the Sharon Audubon, and she gave a wonderful talk. And then Lori Doss provided two of her Envirothon superstars to speak about purple martins, the bird species. And it was wonderful. And then we had the art exhibit, which was curated by Tim Good and his daughter Sarah Good, and they did a beautiful job and made it look like a mini museum. And he's going to be doing that again this year with the artists that we have.
This particular event, as we've said already, is at the Marvelwood School. Other than the presentation on Dr. Jane Goodall, what else can people expect to see at this?
This year is different than last year. We're a work in progress. Last year, we only had one student presentation. This year, we're having five, four from different schools, Housatonic Valley, Millbrook, Marvelwood, and South Kent. And then we have an environmental ambassador program, and they've put together a very short video, about 10 minutes, for elementary school age children. And basically, they've all added parts to it, and they're coordinating it together to be shown in schools on Earth Day, hopefully, or at any time a teacher might want. And they each contributed their own part on the environment and sustainability. And then third grade students from the Kent Center School are providing a musical ending, which is really lovely. It's called Wake Up America. And they were very excited and they can't wait to see it. That's happening. And then we have the art exhibit with about 10 artists, I think, and eight schools involved. And that will be starting at 5. This year, we also added, because it's in Kent, we added some works. We've previously just done older students, and this year we have 8 students from Kent Center School who provided adorable and very early budding talent works for the exhibit as well. So we're excited about that.
So you're an organization that's really in its very infancy, this being your second year. You have, of course, a keynote speaker, Priscilla Woolworth. She is an environmental advocate. Priscilla will be giving a presentation because she was good friends with Dr. Jane Goodall. That will happen at 6 p.m. Tell us a bit about your presentation, Priscilla.
It will cover my work and also how I met Dr. Goodall and times that I spent with her. And I'll be sharing some correspondence that we had and lots of photos. It will be a personal recollections as well as talking about the scope of my work and all the different areas that I work in, all under the environmental advocacy.
Yeah, and Dr. Goodall, of course, was most well known for her work with chimpanzees. Did you know her at that time?
I did not, actually. I met her much later on when her focus shifted in 1986 when she learned about deforestation and the effect it was having on the chimpanzees' habitat. And at that time, she really shifted towards more environmental advocacy and really trying to raise awareness about chimps and, of course, beyond, the entire planet.
Now, I also see that you have been named Green Pioneer by Time Magazine, and you've also written a book called Lola, Lots of Love Always. Tell us a bit about these items.
First of all, the Time Magazine happened when I was first launching my online store in 2009, and they reached out to me and featured me in a group of other green pioneers. And I was really honored to be featured as I was just starting off my first store. A few years later, I decided to write a book called Lola, Lots of Love Always, which is aimed at young women. And it's all about how to live a sustainable lifestyle and make healthy choices that are good for you and good for the planet. In fact, even though I wrote it for young women, it appealed to everyone.
We're talking to Deborah Schley, who is the event coordinator for the Firefly Environmental Arts Project, and the keynote speaker at an event that's coming up, Priscilla Woolworth, who will be talking about the legacy of Dr. Jane Goodall. This event will take place on April 10th at the Marblewood School Performing Arts Center on 46 Skiff Mountain Road in Kent, Connecticut. It starts off at 5 p.m. with arts exhibits and refreshments. The keynote speaker, being Priscilla, will present at 6 p.m., and then there will be presentations by various students through the area, our local area, showcasing environmental stewardship, sustainability, and collaboration. There'll be art there to see. Have I covered all the bases outside of the fact that, too, it's free and open to the public?
Last year, we had professional artists just exhibiting their works. This year, because we're dedicating this to Jane Goodall, they're allowed to sell their works with a portion of the proceeds will be going to the Jane Goodall Institute in her memory. And we feel that's an important part of the event. We have some great artists, and I mean, you might know of Joy Brown. She's on our advisory board, and she's a sculptor and internationally known, and she will be there discussing her work. And we have many other excellent artists. If people go to our website, or to our Instagram site, fireflyproject.2030. They will find directions to the school. They'll find information about which artists are exhibiting works and what the program entails.
And also, your website is fireflyenvironmentalartsproject.com. You're talking about the ambassador program, and you've listed Marblewood School, Millbrook School, South Kent, Housatonic Valley Regional High School, and Kent School. When students there would like to become a part of that program, would they contact you through the website or your various social media?
They could contact us through the website. There'll be a direct email address.
Once again, we have been speaking with Priscilla Woolworth, who is the keynote speaker at an event being sponsored by the Firefly Environmental Arts Project on April the 10th, Friday at 5 p.m. at the Marblewood School in Kent. Also joining us has been Deborah Schley, the event coordinator for the Firefly Environmental Arts Project. Any final words on this?
Priscilla possibly could just finish with something that would excite people about Jane.
I could. I mean, shall I share when I was first, my first contact with Jane?
I think that would be great.
Jane called me. This was in 2012, and she was introduced through a mutual friend of ours. And she called me on the phone, and when I answered and I heard her voice, I absolutely went into a panic. And I couldn't believe that somebody that I had admired for so long was calling me and wanted to talk to me and wanted to meet me. I vaguely remember that she was inviting me to a fundraiser a few weeks later. And when I hung up, I was just in shock. An absolute state of shock. And she was absolutely lovely on the phone, just a wonderful, wonderful person.
So if you want to hear more about Dr. Jane Goodall, you'll have to go to Kent on April 10th. Thank you both, Priscilla and Deborah, for joining us here at Robin Hood Radio, and I hope lots of people come to see you on Friday.